96.3 WHUR, new music, new artist, JQ the Legend. It's called Body Talk. You know what time it is.
Gossip and all things juicy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the AMPM report.
Okay. All right, you know what time it is. Yes, big happy birthday going out to everybody celebrating a birthday today. One of your favorite R&B artists, Mark, K. Michelle, turns 38 today.
Happy birthday, K.
Happy birthday, Sara.
Yes, also, Jermaine Green, basketball player, turns 30 today. And Bobby Christina Brown was born on this day.
Rest in peace, sweetheart.
Yes, rest in peace. Okay, so in the entertainment news going on, I don't know if you heard about it, but Spike Lee has just, I mean, a lot of stuff's going on with him. You know he's been a season ticket holder. Actually, one of the, he pays $300,000 a year.
Yes,
for
he
a season ticket
spent
holder.
Millions.
Exactly,
right.
For the Knicks. Well, currently he is being harassed by the CEO of Madison Square Garden, James Dolan, and there's a big thing. You know, he's been going there for like 20 years and going in a certain entrance.
He goes in the employee entrance, not the VIP.
Exactly.
Right.
And apparently something went down, and actually this is what he had to say.
I've been using the same entrance for 28 plus years. Last night I go in, my ticket gets scanned. I'm in. Well, you know the elevator, and elevator's not moving. And the security guy comes to me and says, we need you to get off the elevator. I said, for what? So we could speak about it now. I said, I'm not getting out of the elevator. So another 5 minutes, then they finally send the elevator up because they know I'm not getting out the elevator. Get on the elevator. As you know, the garden floor is on the fifth floor. Elevator go up to five, and security's waiting for me like he just ran out of Macy's stealing something. And this guy, security guy, this comes from the top. He says, Mr. Lee, you have to leave Madison Square Garden.
What?
They wanted me to leave the garden, walk outside, out to 33rd Street, employee, where I came from, walk outside, and come back on 31st Street. And I said, I'm not doing that. First of all, you scan my ticket. You can't scan a ticket twice. Also, I know that once you leave a sporting arena event, you can't come back in. So I don't trust these guys, so I'm not going for the okey-doke. I said, I'm not leaving. And they said, we want you to leave the garden. I put my hands behind my back, and I said, arrest me like my brother Charles Oakley.
What do you think about
He is serious. Right. Look, he spent $10 million over 30 years to see the Knicks.
Jesus.
I feel like this. He got into an argument supposedly with Dolan, who's the owner of the venue and the Knicks and all that. And, you know, he's trying to teach him a lesson. My thing is this. He don't want to go through VIP. He wants to go on where the employees go. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? I think it's super petty, and I think he's right to speak out.
What do you think?
He can speak out all he wants to. James Dolan is the king of Madison Square Garden.
Mark,
so
he did the right thing.
He did the right thing. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
It don't matter.
He was bamboozled.
He got Charles Oakley got snatched up. Spike Lee got spiked up. So here's the question you have to ask yourself.
No.
Black people. Are you going to still continue to spend $10 million with somebody
who
treats you like crap?
See, this is the thing.
They treat you like crap. When are you going to get the message?
Well, this is the thing.
What about the black, the NBA, the black league?
He says he's not going. Sit
in the front league for ice cubes.
But you know what? He says he's not going.
And this is the thing that's really got him. And I can see where, you know, if they change the regulations, that's one thing. But he said he was just there on Wednesday. And when he was there for an event. He went through the employee entrance. And so what changed in the week? Why wasn't he noticed? And he also
said he's been critical of the Knicks and Nolan doesn't like it.
But he said when his check is not, when he doesn't pay that amount for his season ticket, they call him immediately.
Yes,
Mr.
Absolutely.
Lee. Something happened with the transaction, but for this?
They
threw Charles Oakley out and he did get an apology. They threw Spike Lee out and he ain't getting no apology.
You don't think so?
So the question becomes, why? He don't care. Nolan does not care.
So your thing is just saying, hey,
don't go. You're done. You're done.
Go to the Brooklyn Nets, right?
Yeah, there you go. Go somewhere where they love you.
You
want to beg to get back into the Knicks?
My sense is he's not doing that at all. He's speaking his mind, and it's making, you know, worldwide news, and so there it is.
And another thing that's on the timeline, actually on the AMPM Entertainment Report, actually it was on your timeline earlier about the honey pie. Go ahead, let everybody know about that.
Okay, so there are these commercials that are running on Target, and this woman who created honey pie, she's an African-American woman, and do you want to play a little bit?
Yeah, I'll play a little bit.
Okay, here's a little bit of her commercial.
The reason why it's so important for Honey Pot to do well is so the next black girl that comes up with a great idea, she could have a better opportunity. That means a lot to me.
And at right after that happened, first of all, we run that commercial on Channel 5, nothing. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if some, you know, some mom's group in somewhere else saw it or whatever.
It found offense to her, saying
totally, they're calling it reverse racism. They're asking for a boycott from Target and Honey Pot. They're saying, basically, why can't this be for all girls? Right. And, you know, you just are missing the point. It's for everybody. She's saying that when you see my story, and she's in the commercial, hopefully it will inspire a new generation of young black girls to get out there and invent mm-hmm. and go for your dreams.
Right.
And, you know,
and people are boycotting it, but you said one of the...
People are saying they are, but
what
her
happened?
Sales are through the roof
wow.
right now, and Target is squarely behind her. So, Cole, what do you think about this? I'm just so tired of it, but 202-432-WHUR.
Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now.